Good evening, everyone. This is Georgia Bryce, Chief Executive Manager of Building According to Pattern LLC and host of the Building According to Pattern podcast series. Hope everything is going well with you. If this is your first time tuning in, a very warm welcome to you. The not so good news is that you've missed out on a few segments of this dynamic program. But the great news is you can play catch up. All of the previous discussions are archived on my podcast page, and that address is batplc.podbean.com. Now, interestingly enough, you can simply Google, and if you Google the full name of the organization that's Building According to Pattern LLC, a link will come up that takes you directly to the Podbean page. For those who have been tuning in from the start, again, I honor you, I honor your commitment, and continue to hope that the content of this podcast is leaving an indelible impression on your life and it's helping to mobilize you into your destiny. That is what Building According to Pattern is all about. It's challenging you to reconnect with your source, the master designer or architect of your life, who is God Almighty Himself, and empowering you to discover your authentic self, your real self, so that you can begin living the life that he intended for you to live. You are an original, the master copy of yourself. There has never been, and there will never ever be another you. You have to start believing this truth and stop being afraid or apologetic about living out loud. Like you, I have made the decision to go after me, to go after Georgia. And little by little, every day, the master designer is opening up more doors that are they're just ushering me into further fulfilling my destiny. Doing this podcast, being able to share my heart with you means so much to me. And the fact that you're consistently anticipating a fresh word pushes me to make the necessary sacrifice to deliver on my promise. So every Wednesday and Sunday, a new post will be available for your listening pleasure. So this segment today is a continuation of our previous discussion. Limited sight, check out the state of your union. By way of a quick review, I shared a little on a narrative covering a bit of the relational dynamic between Lot and his uncle Abraham, as cited in the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 10 to 17. At this point in time, both men were about to go separate ways, and decisions were being made about the direction in which they would go. From that point on, a new journey was about to unfold in their lives, a very critical one that was not only going to impact their destinies, but the destinies of their families and others who were connected to them, even the destinies of their unborn generations to come. I also took the time to give those of you in my listening audience the opportunity to realign yourself with your master architect so that you too could really begin the journey into your destiny. And we prayed that simple prayer. The decision you made to come into right relationship with your source now accurately postures you in the pathway that he has prepared to bring you into the expected end that you have been dreaming of. Because that dream or that vision, whether you realize it or not, it doesn't come from you. It comes directly from him. For those who have still not made the decision, I have one question for you. What exactly are you waiting for? Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day to have your life salvaged from the past and pending ravages of sin, so that you too can truly begin living the abundant life. Without further ado, let's pick up on where we terminated on Sunday. So as we continue excavating for principles and patterns for successful living in this particular chapter of the manual, remember I said that this is what you need to be after when you read the Word of God. If you take up the Bible and you read it as a religious book, it's just a religious activity for you. You're never going to read it. But when you take up the Word of God, you have to read it as the manual for your life, the manual for living. And as we were reading through that particular chapter, we discovered the first truth from Genesis chapter 13. And that is there are varying degrees of sight. Hence, principle number one. The depth of your perception is tied squarely to the state of your union or the relationship with your manufacturer. And we talked a little bit about that last time. Now, both Lot and Abraham had a relationship with God. But there was a stark contrast in the state of their relationship. This ultimately impacted their perspective, how they viewed or saw life, and subsequently the choices they made for their lives and those connected to them. In verse 10, the Bible says, Lot lifted up his eyes and looked over the plains of the Jordan, leading into Sodom and Gomorrah. It was absolutely gorgeous. It appeared well-watered and fertile, almost like the Eden that was described in Genesis chapter 1. Picture perfect. Prime real estate. Who wouldn't want to live there? In fact, I believe most people were probably moving in that general direction. Certainly, Lot could not pass upon this opportunity. Never mind the impending danger and the colossal failure that was about to hit his life and those connected to him. He liked what he saw. It looked good to him, and he had to have it. No need to consult with his uncle nor to check in with his source, which had the 411 on where he was heading. That's pretty much like what we do in our time. Which leads me to principle number two. Without a secure connection to your manufacturer, your thinking will be predominantly one-dimensional. To be one-dimensional is to relate to a single dimension or aspect, having no depth or scope. Now, here is the danger in one-dimensional thinking. Thinking that is focused squarely on what you see or perceive without the input of your manufacturer. The dominant story at any given point in time becomes a central image or picture in your mind of what is normal, of what is right, of what is trending, or what is truth. And that's a core concept that you cannot escape. You naturally move in the direction of your most dominant thought. And unless you are connected and securely attached to your source, which is your manufacturer, these dominant thoughts are generally driven by everything else but him, especially the media. Now, the problem with this is that what is often presented in the media, it's an illusion. It sounds great. It looks wonderful, just like the watered and lush and fertile plains of Sodom and Gomorrah. But all it is simply an image. It's a mirage, or what we call fool's gold. It can never really be attained, and it certainly cannot be sustained or maintained. It's an illusion that gives you the feeling that you're winning, but only momentarily. By the time you wake up, quite possibly half of the allotted time for your life here on earth is already gone. And you would have wasted much of your energy and strength pursuing, as it were, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Lot saw something, but his level of sight lacked depth, scope, perception, and insight. It lacked dimensional thinking. He had no idea that where he was hoping to set up shop was on God's hit list for destruction. He had no clue that moving to that particular location was going to bring war, kidnapping, loss of his property, loss of his wife, and life as he knew it over the course of the next 24 years. He liked what he saw right at that moment, and for him, that was all that mattered. Now, here is a takeaway for us. We do not have the capacity to see beyond the tip of our nose, believe it or not. We have absolutely no clue what our decisions are going to give rise to a month, 6 months, a year, or even 10 years from now. We have no clue. It would behoove us then to make sure that we have our manufacturer's input in everything we want to undertake before attempting to do anything. In fact, we're instructed in our manual to do just that. And if you look in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, this is what it says. Trust God from the bottom of your heart Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. The dynamics revolving Abraham, on the other hand, was on a completely different spectrum. Now, for the sake of time, I cannot get into the history of the relationship with this man and his manufacturer. So I'm going to give you some homework to do. What I want you to do is to go ahead and go read your manual. Check out Genesis chapter 3, starting from chapter 11, verse 27, through to our current chapter, which is chapter 13. Sufficing to say, I'll tell you this much. Abraham seriously walked with God, and there was no half-stepping with his brother. He got his source involved in everything he was doing, and he maintained constant communication with him. In fact, Abraham was called a friend of God because they were that tight. Although there's no mention of him asking God what moves he should make at that particular time, by virtue of the relationship that he spent time cultivating with his source, when a decision had to be made, his source did not hold back. This is what God advised Abraham to do in Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15, and verse 17. After Lot separated from him, God said to Abraham, "Open your eyes, look around, look north, south, east, and west. Everything you see, the whole land spread out before you, I will give it to you and your children forever. So, on your feet, get moving. Walk through the country, its length and breadth. I'm giving it all to you." Now, unlike Lot, who only saw from one dimension and hence was only able to move in one direction, the direction he thought would have brought him success and the kind of life he wanted, God gave Abraham both a multidimensional and multidirectional outlook or perspective. He essentially said to Abraham, "Any direction you move, I purpose to prosper you." Because of Abraham's connectedness to his source, whatever was in his heart to undertake, whichever direction he moved, success was inevitable. Not only directionally, but dimensionally, both length and breadth. Now, the Hebrew word for length, arak, A-R-A-K, it means to lengthen, to give continuance or longevity. The Hebrew word for breadth, Rachab, Rachab. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. It means to be or grow wide or large, to open wide, to extend, to enlarge the limits or boundaries of territory. Need I say more? This was God's promise to Abraham. As far and as wide as you can see and conceive, I will give it to you. Abraham's capacity to see was significantly enhanced by the relationship he had with his source. I hope you are as excited as I am. Why? Because the promises to Abraham are the same promises our manufacturer makes to us now. Is your sight limited? Maybe it's time to check the state of your union. Get realigned with him. And stay realigned with him. Our Father in heaven, thank you for the plans you have for us and the unique pathway you have designed for us to travel. Help us to work at cultivating and strengthening our relationship, our connection to you, so that as we make decisions and choices regarding the course of our lives we'll take, we will always be in a position to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Thank you for causing our hands to prosper and for granting us divine favor with you and with man. Help us to continue acknowledging you in all of our ways so that you can direct our path. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Now, when we resume this Sunday, We're going to complete this particular segment by examining the whole concept of one generational thinking versus multi-generational thinking. And we're still going to be looking at the same chapter from Genesis chapter 13. When I tell you there is just so much information that we could excavate from this particular chapter, it's amazing. Especially when you don't look at it from a religious point of view anymore, when you start looking for the principles and the patterns and the concepts that are in it that we could use to guide our own lives. God is always thinking in terms of posterity. He's always thinking multi-generationally. And I believe if we remain securely connected to Him, it's just a matter of time before our thinking will automatically begin to mirror His. And that is going to begin to impact the decisions that we make with our lives. I hope you will be able to join me next time on the Building According to Pattern podcast series. Looking forward to spending another moment with you. Until then, bye.